أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling of the Quran, now we need to look at all the ayat of the Quran that begin with Ya Ayyuhan Nas, O human beings. We need to be able to see whether we follow these orders that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. And there are quite a few of them. We will post each one of these for you so you can highlight them in your Quran. But I will briefly look at some of them so that we can start off. So let's start with Surah Al-Baqarah in Ayah 21. Allah says, Ya ayyuha an-nasu ubudu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O human beings, serve your master, serve your Rabb, who created you and those before you, so that you may be God-conscious. Now the word here is ibadah. That is the crux word. And ibadah is that which encompasses every action in Allah, which one does for the pleasure of Allah. And thus we nourish the nafs. In simple words, ibadah is those acts which connect us to Allah. Ayah 168 of Surah Al-Baqarah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O human beings, kulu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiba, wa la tattabi'u khutuwat ash-shaytan, innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. Eat the lawful and good things of what is in the earth. Don't follow the footsteps of shaitan. He is your open enemy. So this highlights, do we have halal sustenance in all spheres of our life? Is everything we eat lawful and good? Do we follow the advice of the Prophet about what to eat, for example, and what not to eat? We have an awesome book called Risalat al-Dhahabiyya. Mamun Rashid had requested Imam Ali al-Ridha to advise him in the light of the knowledge of his forefathers what to eat and drink, how to remain healthy, how to get rid of diseases and ill health. And in response, Imam wrote him a long letter giving details of the rules for sound health, when and what to eat and drink. Mamun was so impressed that he got the letter rewritten in gold liquid, hence it's popularly known as Risalat al-Zahabiyya, a letter of as good and valuable as gold, and he gave instructions to preserve it in the royal treasures. Imam says, Allah does not afflict anybody with a single ailment for which a corresponding cure is not available. Therefore, for every kind of disease, there is a medicine and cure. We'll try and send you an extract of Risalat al-Zahabiyya, and inshallah we'll be able to follow this ayah at least in one aspect of our life, which is in how and what we eat. Inshallah we will continue with this. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim.